Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think Limits is sabotaging me, Bob. Yeah. I think he wants to take over for me and you.
Oh, my gosh. Now stop that the it. Show
is- in other words, callers are online. He's purposely dropping them so yes. he could have his opinion ahead of the
right.
callers.
The Limits and Bob.
He has usurped the authority away from the callers.
I saw a Penn State person in the hallway who agreed with me over you guys that only bad things can happen mostly for Penn State in this stupid conference championship game that
So, do you have the option of declining then?
Now, there's an idea. I don't know how that would work.
You would be penalized.
You're going to be penalized maybe by playing in the damn thing.
Oh, come on, Joe. What are you going to do here? You want to change everything in the name of what?
In the name of having a... Well, okay, then make them play 30 games. I mean, you know, they're going to play 5 games. They're playing Oregon before the playoff.
Right.
For no reason.
For a reason of getting a first round bye.
Maybe. I don't know. That's guaranteed either.
It is. If you're a conference champ, you get a first round bye.
Yes. 1,000% true. They win the
Big
Ten.
And what if they lose?
Then it depends probably on the margin.
Yeah, but
what if they get killed?
Then
they're still going to get a home game.
What about the idea of playing the number one team in the country with a 4-game playoff the next thing you know? Right around the corner. There's nothing good that comes of this. It should be a reward. It should be a great thing to be in the conference championship.
The number one seed in a bye.
The fact that all of these other issues come up make it way less than that. It doesn't mean anything. The conferences don't mean anything
anymore. It means something to some people who are trying to get in. SMU, Clemson, one of them.
Yeah, they shouldn't have that opportunity.
Well, the ACC,
that's why you play 12 regular
terrible.
Season games.
Okay.
These things were just invented for TV anyway.
Well, that's isn't that life?
Now they're more meaningless
than ever.
What
do you think Hard Knocks is all about? Why do you think scheduling occurred the way it did? I don't think there's a coincidence there in the NFL because
yeah, we both agreed that was wrong.
Well, they're doing it though. That's my point.
I know they're doing it, but they're wrong for doing it.
Or how would you feel? Just another topic, since this is down the road here. NIL money. Somebody agrees to take the money, whatever it may be, and then they're reputed to be top 5 pick in the NFL draft. They don't want to go through all these games for fear of a risk.
I wouldn't.
What do you do with the money?
The NIL money?
Yeah.
Like if you give them, okay, well.
You're an employee.
That's all in the contract. Don't you sign a contract?
I don't know.
Do you have
to
play? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
There are no rules, it seems.
It's all for TV, Bob. Why should there be rules?
You should have if you sign and get money from someone, especially if it's excessive, and some of these ones are getting up there into multi-million-dollar deals.
Yeah.
You should not have the opportunity to say, I'm not playing in this because I have an NFL career to worry about.
I would agree with that. But if a team wants you badly enough. Now, is it Michigan where the Barstool Sports guy got involved?
Yeah.
That they're signing $10 million? Okay, what if that kid tells them, yeah, I'll take your money, but I'm not playing in a meaningless bowl game.
Then I withdraw the offer.
Okay, then you don't get the kid.
Fine.
Okay, then just so you know that.
All right, so you're going to give him, not only is he getting all this money, now you're going to give him the option of leaving you at the altar.
Yeah, just like coaches for the last 40 years in college sports. Give them all the money. They go in your living room, tell your parents they'll be there for 4 years, and then they skip town like Ben Howland did, and everybody excuses him because it was his dream
job. I'm saying in this new world.
Right, the new world where players have the same rights as coaches, yeah.
But if you take the money, you shouldn't have that right as someone who's being paid to play for that team.
I do agree with that, but if you want to get the kid and his lawyer draws it up a certain way, either get him or you don't.
All right. Well, there's a lot of work to be done.
What about the left guard who's making a minimal amount of money?
Well, that's wrong, too. They need to have a system. Now they're going to have to figure out a way to distribute money.
Well, wait a second. Now you're asking him to play 5 potential games at the end of his college career in advance of the NFL draft. Is that fair?
This is the problems that you have with this system being completely without guidelines at all. There are none. You can do whatever you want. But the problem is if you do that, you're really hurting the school. And if you're the person, let's say you are an individual donor who wanted, right? Your whole thing is to give this university a chance to win a national championship.
Right.
You give that guy all that money, and then he just leaves you. If you're the individual owner, I would have apprehension about donating it all to anyone else then.
Yeah, me too.
Why would you do it?
I agree with that. On a separate topic, why, if you're someone who's not making a lot of money but could be a high draft
Good
pick
point.
Or a draft pick, why would you want to play an extra game against Oregon, then go out and play Georgia, Penn State, this team, that team, five games right before you're trying to set up your future? 5 brutal championship level college football games. 5 of them. Not one at the end of a year.
5 of them.
If you're Penn State, you play Oregon.
And you will get a bye.
Oh, okay. What if you lose the game? And then you got to play 4 to win the national championship. That's 5 games.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to make history.
Oh, I'll take the opportunity to make millions, but thank you.
But again, this is why this is a dangerous slippery slope. They went into this so fast. And they didn't have any kind of structure at all to it, and it's leading to these problems. How would you feel if you're one of those guys who has season tickets for a team, and your team is good, and this star player decides just to leave, and you lose a game because your backup quarterback's in and hasn't played all year?
I mean, Nevada had that situation already happen.
I know
this year,
right? But this would take on even more significance if it was a playoff game.
Probably going to happen.
All right, beyond that, West Virginia.
West Virginia finally did what it had to do. Neil Brown and Narduzzi are basically, to me, a little bit one and the same here.
The records are very similar in terms of bowl appearances and bowl wins over the last 6 years. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, there's been an outlier season, certainly for Narduzzi, but mostly mediocre football. And both of them had just unfathomable quotes in recent times here. Neil Brown saying, we're picked 13th in the conference. I guarantee you we won't finish 13th. And then Pat Narduzzi just the other day saying they picked us to finish last in the conference. We didn't finish last, did we? Like, there's some pride to be taken for finishing tied for 10th in the ACC. He also deemed this season a success for Pitt. Narduzzi calls this season a success. If I'm Alan Green, if I'm one of these people giving money to the program that you just described, 7-5 with a losing record? And can you imagine? I'm not even talking about Alabama and Georgia and Penn State if it was set at those schools. Can you imagine if this was said at Texas Tech or Maryland? What are we doing here? 7-5 with a losing record in your conference is a, quote, success?
No, that's the wrong time for a comment like that, especially after it started the way it did. I don't care where he was picked preseason. A lot of times coaches will tell you, I don't pay attention to that stuff anyway. So, okay, based on that, you exceeded expectations, but that's a very low bar. And for a program that, you know, played for a conference championship recently, that should not be deemed as anything but a disaster, because that's what it was. It was a disaster at the end.
Yes. And how can that quote not jump out to the new AD and anybody who's giving? See, what you described, and I hear you, Bob, is that what you really described is that fans who are giving more and more money to these programs really have more of a stake in the program. Very literally, and therefore higher standards. And if this is your standard at Pitt, and he compared it to last year, well, last year we were 3-9, you don't get to use that as your baseline. You don't get to use your very worst season, an inexcusably horrible season, as a baseline from which to benefit the next season. So if he was 0-12 last year and they went 4-8 this year, he'd be saying, hey, we got better by four games.
Right.
You don't get to do that. No. Like Bob when I called as Fanny from Butler. Remember that?
Let's not.
He said, no.
No, I mean.
You don't get to do that.
No, that was bad. You should be ashamed of yourself. Fanny in Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? Still makes you laugh. As hard as you laugh. You laugh harder than you did when it first happened. It's unbelievable.
I want the one where it's, hey, Bob. And then it's Bob reprimanding me by saying, no. Do you have that
I
one
just did
limit
that.
By any chance?
Hey, Bob.
No. No, you can't do that.
Come on, Bob. That's good stuff, isn't it?
No.
Hey, Bob.
It's actually childish behavior. Being paid to act like an idiot. Stupid.
Oh, my God. He called me stupid. He did to me what he did to Ron. It just happened again.
Wow. We might have to check the tape on that one.
That's funny.
Bob, we're checking the tape on that one.
Stupid concept. I didn't call you stupid. I have much due respect for the Savio
Newell. Gee, thanks. I feel much better now. What were we talking about, Bob?
Pitt.
And I think we agree on this.
Yeah, I just think it's not the right attitude. I mean, after that, the way that season went, and given the fact that the ACC is revealed as being not a very good conference this year, you can tell me early on they were talking about how this such a head-banging conference. Well, Clemson's not the same team. Miami got exposed by Syracuse, and Ohio State should have kept Kyle McCord around, apparently. These other teams, you know? I mean, here's a topic for you. I didn't ask you this, or did I? No, I wasn't on the 8 overtime. Do you like the overtime way it's in college, the way when 8 overtimes, 2-point conversions rule the day?
Yeah, fabulous theater. Yes. You?
I liked it, but when it got beyond 6, it was getting a little old, watch these two-point conversions, decide the outcome of a game like that. I thought it was just too gimmicky, I guess.
How would you do it?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be that way.
Thank you, Bob. I think that concept is stupid, but certainly not you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Limits, what do you make of this? You've been awfully quiet today.
No, he hasn't.
Yes,
he's
he
dumping
has.
Callers on purpose so he could get his opinion on.
He stood out
on.
In the cold
I just
the other
got
night.
Texts from people saying, what's wrong with your station? I call and I get dropped off immediately.
What? Are you actually sabotaging
No, I'm not sabotaging
yes,
anything. I would like to see that text, Bob.
No, I think I'm sabotaging you, City Limits. Don't be. I'm just playing the game.
What's going on here, Limits? Let's get back to Steelers top of the hour, shall we, Bob? I have a number.
Simple question for you, though, before. I don't want to ignore
please.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Do you think the Penguins are back? Yes or no?
That was a fun game the other night. What do you mean by back?
A playoff contending team. Because you were
I'm going to go out
you
on
were
a limb
the belief
and say
of
yes.
saying they should burn it down
like
and go for the number one pick not too long ago. So is that still the way you'd do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, me and every single other person I know.
I wasn't of that belief.
You were of the belief they should drive for the playoffs.
I was of the belief
that
well, you have these guys still here, and there doesn't seem to be a way to get out. I want to see them in the playoffs one more time. Yes,
we're going to have to check the tape on that one, Limits. This is unbelievable.
Again, you're asking him to do yeoman's work over
you said
there.
You said they were a horrible team with no talent. I said they do have talent.
I didn't say they were horrible and
yes.
not talent. I said they
find
have
the tape.
They don't
find
have
the tape. Limits.
They didn't have the bottom six. That's the problem with the team.
I said they're a talented team. You said no, they're not.
I
and
did
I'm going to find the.
I'll find the tape.
We're going to find the
okay.
tape.
If you do, then I'll just leave.
The part
because
where
then
Bob...
it should go back to the Joe Show, and I have no right being on this program.
The part where Bob said they're a talent. I said they're a talented team. They do have talent. And Bob said no, they don't.
I could never do that with respect to Crosby, Malkin,
well,
and Letang.
Well, no,
and,
you know what I mean. Obviously, there's high end talent. We would agree
right.
on that.
I'm just saying that.
I say yes to your question.
We had, okay.
What yes. do you say?
I say yes, too, because the rest of the Eastern Conference has suddenly gone backwards a little bit and opened up the door for them.
There might be a little bit
now,
of magic happening.
They have the Panthers tomorrow night. We're going to see.
Yeah.
You know, that's a team that has their number and is a Stanley Cup champion. We'll see.
Bob, we never got to the NFL at large. We always run out of things
we
to talk
oh,
about.
Oh, we should do that next. Please do it next.
No, we have to go back to Steelers.
No, we don't.
I have an unbelievable Russell Wilson off the number since he became their quarterback.
Okay.
Here's the thing, and this is where we spent the first hour. The Steelers, all of a sudden, have a real offense with a real quarterback. I think this is big news.
It is.
I'll tell you where they rank in points and yards since Russ got the job. I mean, that obviously, when you put up 44 and 500, those change the numbers, right? But you put up 44 and 500. That's the thing.